For Sunday, March 3rd, 2013, it's Shane Davis in here, also known as Stick Bear, with a few things to cover this morning. First of all, for those wondering about Cleveland and his status, he is back in Oregon, left Wednesday morning with a few hiccups with the veterinarian being a bit of a fool, but we got that straightened out and he was clear to fly. He spent the night at Sheila's place, who's the field manager who picked him up. Her, what am I talking about? She picked him up. That's what I should have been. And then was checked into the kennels Thursday morning, Pacific time. I haven't heard anything since. I don't expect to hear anything until probably either Monday or later this coming week. While Cleveland's been out, I've been back to using a cane and realizing that I can still travel with a cane. I am still a competent cane user. I just need to remember to check my speed, because I can't go as fast as I used to be able to go with a guide dog, so I have, even myself, noticed that I have a slower pace when walking with a cane. That is just the fact of it, but I've gotten used to it, and I will definitely be very happy to have Cleveland back, if it is determined he can still continue guide work. Anyway, there's a main portion to my review at 5:09 here in the morning. And there is a really big issue that I want to cover. Some of you may play Papa Sangre on the iOS platform. I had never played the game. I don't know how the game worked or what it was supposed to be. Maybe someone can tell me about it. Maybe I'll consider purchasing it when it goes back in the App Store. But after some research and listening to some audio booze and reading Apple Viz, I see the game was pulled in October due to limitations and some issues with iOS 5 and 6. In particular, issues with the iPhone 5. But I hear there are issues under the iPhone 4 and 4S. I also did listen to Brian's and Lulu's audio booze on the subject. Brian, I did finish listening to yours, but I'll do that as soon as I'm done here. Oh, stop it, always over it. There we go. Anyway, as a blind user, I do see the frustration of certain blind people thinking that they own the world and they are the end-all be-all. But petitions like the one on Apple Viz that say you have to put the game back, this is required, this is what has to happen because you're losing revenue. That's not what the letter actually said, but that was the tone of it. It's disheartening and disgusting. There have been regular updates from this company, from what I've been able to find, Twitter, email, blog updates, and website updates. So there is no non-communication from this company. What this is the blind community failing to actually care to communicate and not doing research. I would urge you not to sign this petition. I won't be signing it, and I urge you not to. This is not how you would approach a developer. You want to approach a developer? You ask them constructive questions like, how can we help bring this game back to the App Store? What do you need from us as a community? That is how you get a developer's attention. And then give feedback when the game comes back to the App Store. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to say goodbye and talk to you all soon. Bye now.